believe that's our ring.
I don't, Islam. I believe you're right.
We'll see. Hello, jot 'em down, store. This is Lum and Abner.
In on the little community today, we find Lum in his private office of the hotel. Abner is just coming in the door. Listen.
Hey, Lum, put Luke Spears and his woman down for room 23 on the second
Abner,
floor.
Abner, didn't I tell you to quit busting in the office here without knocking?
Oh.
Liable to be in a conference or something one of these days.
You're liable to be in a what?
A conference.
What's that?
Well, it's some sort of a thing big businessmen gets in when they don't want to see nobody.
You mean something to hide in?
Well, yeah, some uses them for that.
Oh.
I think sometimes they just taking a nap, but they call it conference on account of it sounds better.
Huh. Yeah. Don't reckon I ever seen one.
Well, it ain't nothing you can see.
Well, how does a body know when he's in one if he can't see it?
Well, they started out to be sort of a meeting when they first invented them, but now they just use them when they don't want to be bothered.
Oh. Swan to goodness. I hate to tell it on myself, Lum, but you know I thought it was the name of some town around here.
Some town?
Yes, true. I did.
Where in the world did you ever get such a hide as that?
Well, when I was collecting for the Jot 'em Down store, every time I called on Doc Miller, that woman that sits out there in his office always said he was in conference.
And you thought he was out of town?
I did. That's it. I told her not long ago. I said, they must have an uncommon lot of sickness over at conference for doctors spend so much of his time there.
Well, recollect, when anybody comes in here to the hotel that I don't want to see, just tell them I'm in a conference.
Oh. But you ain't in one now, Harry.
No, not exactly. But I'm terrible interested in this magazine, though.
Oh. Well, then, put Luke Spears and his woman down for room 23, then.
Oh, they decided on that corner room, did they?
Yeah. I had to show them to have a room in the hotel before they decide, though. That's all I did all day long is climb them stairs showing rooms.
Well, we've got the hard help all located now, haven't
we? Yeah, they're all set.
Got their rooms signed to them. That was a pretty good idea of mine, hiring them for about half of what we'd ordinarily have to pay them, and letting them have a room in the hotel.
Well, I hope it was, Lum. I'm afraid, though, there's going to be a terrible lot of squabbling around here again. They all get moved in. The Widder Abernathy and Morty Pomeroy come right now having a hair pulling this afternoon.
What's the matter with them?
Oh, arguing about which one of them was going to have that corner room facing the front.
Huh.
They squared off there and started flinging names at one another, and I just knowed.
Wait a minute, you didn't give one of them that corner room on the right front, did you?
Yeah. I final got him to draw straws for it, and Widder Abernathy win it.
Well, I was sort of aiming on using that room myself.
Yourself? Are you aiming on moving over here, too?
Yeah, I figured one of us ought to be here to sort of look after things.
Well, I figured the same thing, so I told Elizabeth that we'd better just move over here for the summer. We're sort of expecting little Pearl home in a few weeks, too. I know she'd enjoy it.
Well, Abner, we can't all live over here.
Well, it's too late now, Lum. There ain't no way for me to get out of it. Elizabeth's been busy packing all day, figuring on moving over here the first thing in the morning.
Yeah, all right. Lord, have a nice sociable time here this summer.
Oh, it'll be fun, yeah.
Right now, half of Pine Ridge will be living under this roof.
Well, see, I thought that we could let little Pearl take care of them that get sick, long as she knows all about nursing now and everything, you know.
Well, what we got to do is start getting some customers in here.
Yeah, we ought to, yeah.
If all the hard help's moving in tomorrow, the expense is going to start, too.
Yeah, well, now, there's what I've been wondering about, Lum. How are we going to let the out-of-town folks know that we're ready for business here? We can't expect to get no business here in Pine Ridge. We got half the town over here working for us.
Well, that's what I've been reading up on.
Reading up on?
Yeah, I've been studying this hotel magazine here.
Oh, that's what that thing is, huh?
Yeah, what we've got to do is get out a bunch of advertising.
You mean signs along the road and such as that?
Well, yeah, and in the newspapers and magazines, one thing or another.
Oh.
I've learned one thing. The hotel business ain't like it used to be.
It ain't?
Oh, no. Used to, all they had to have was a room with a washstand, a water pitcher, and a washbowl sitting on it, and an iron bed and a lamp. But I grant his according to this magazine here, the room is just a small part of it now.
What do you mean, a small part of it? Part of what?
Of the hotel business.
Huh?
We're going to have to put in a golf course, for one thing.
You mean one of them little ones like they had on all the vacant corners here a few years back?
Oh, no. Them was just miniature golfs. I mean a regular golf course.
One of them big pastures?
Yeah. We can get a book telling how to build one.
Law me alive.
Then I'll learn you how to play.
Well, I didn't know that you even knowed how yourself.
Oh, yeah. I catched right on to it. I stopped a time or two and watched them play on the road to the county seats.
Oh.
Ain't much to it.
Well, I'll stop along the road there and watch them the next time I go to the county seat, and then I'll know how to, I reckon.
Yeah. Another thing we got to have is some tennis courts.
Some what?
Tennis courts.
Oh, well, you'll have to look after that. You're justice of the peace.
What's that got to do with it?
Well, Lama, I don't know nothing about court matters.
This ain't nothing to leave. It's a game they play.
Ah.
You saw them play tennis.
No, I don't believe I ever did. I wore tennis shoes, but I don't know if I ever seen the game played.
Oh, well, if you wore the shoes, you won't have no trouble catching on to the game.
Oh, well, good for me. Good for me.
Let's see. I made a list of what all we're going to have. That is to run a real first-class summer resort place here.
Doggett, I bound you by the end of summer, Lom. Me and you's going to be a couple of sports,
oh,
you know.
Oh, yeah. More than I could be known as a playboy of fine ridge. Let's see. Yeah, riding stables. We got to have them.
Is that a game, too?
Well, it's just common everyday horseback riding's what it is.
Well, why don't they call them saddle horses, then? They undoubtedly don't ride the stable, do they?
I see right now, Abner, you're going to have to read up and try to improve yourself.
I am, huh?
Dealing with society folks and people that patronize these resort hotels, you've got to learn to speak their language.
Their language?
Like if some countess or duchess was stopping here and wanted to go horseback riding, she'd more than likely tell you that she wanted to take a little canter. What would you say?
Well, I'd get it first. She'd tell me what kind she wanted.
She's already told you she wants to take a canter.
Yeah, but canter what? Pork and beans or sardines?
Oh, for goodness sake.
Well, Lom, I can't read her mind. She'd have to tell me what she wanted
well,
in
Abner, they call it canter when they're going for a horseback ride.
Huh?
And you should say to her, yes, Mom, I'll go to the stable and fetch you a mount at once. Mount's what they call a horse.
Oh. But I'm supposed to go to the barn and bring her a horse, huh?
Well, yes, if you've got to learn to call things by their right names.
Well, I don't see nothing wrong with the names they've always had. She's the one that's got the names mixed up, not me. Doggy. Next time I see Caleb Weehunt, I'm going to call him a mount trader and see if he knows what I'm talking about.
Well, Caleb is a horse trader, but when they get into society, they call him mount.
Hello, me alive.
Now, there's a picture of some society folks riding right there.
Let me see.
Give you an idea what they look like.
Now, get your head out of the way, sir. That doggy's riding bareback, ain't he? No, they got stirrups. Ain't using no saddles. That's the first time I ever seen that.
Well, there's a saddle there, I think, about the size of a postage stamp.
Oh.
Thought you'd think anybody could afford a nice horse like them. Could undoubtedly buy a better saddle than that.
Why, sure. Doggy, that looks like a woman there. But she ain't riding side saddle. See there, he's got long hair.
Well, that is a woman. See here, right under the picture says, a group of young society women enjoying a canter on the Sunset Bridal Trail near Colorado Springs.
Bridal Trail? Is that close to Niagara Falls?
No, I reckon honeymooners go to Colorado, too.
And there's women. They sure don't look like it the way they're dressed, do they?
Well, they've got riding habits.
Well, it's a good habit to get into. It's good exercise. Give me a good horse, and I'd rather ride horseback any day than get in a car. Don't have to get out and fix no...
Riding habits, Abner, is them clothes they're wearing.
Ah.
Them derby hats and army pants.
Oh.
There's some more names you have to learn.
Doggett, I'm going to have to learn to talk all over again. I can see that right now. When horses is mounts and clothes is habits, I've about decided I don't know nothing. I know I ain't going to do no good in the hotel business. I can tell you that right now.
Excuse me, Mr. Long. Here's a telegram.
Telegram? Who's it for, Cedric? Me or Long?
No, Mom. It's for the hotel, I think.
Oh, that, blame it. I thought it might be for... wait a minute. That is us. We're in the hotel business
Let's
now.
Let's see it, Cedric.
Just one here.
Just hope it ain't no bad news. Them telegrams generally is. They scare me from the death.
Well, for goodness sakes, listen to this.
What did it say? Somebody lawsuing us or something?
No, listen. Please reserve nice room. We'll arrive Tuesday, July the 9th. Trixie Van Dusen.
I never heard of her.
Well, business is picking up. Granny's, we're renting rooms wherever we get started.
Yeah, coming in next Tuesday, huh?
Yeah, she's our first customer.
Good for her. Hooray, hooray, yeah, hooray.
We'll have to fix her up with the best room in the
place. Oh, give her the best.
Oh, yes. Give her the governor's room.
Well, one of the Lunsford's girls that's working in the dining room's already spoke for that.
Oh, well, let's see that list of rooms.
Yeah, here it is right here.
That gooder.
Oh, get her the best.
I hope she's pretty. Let's see. First floor's all taken, ain't it?
Yeah, the room's just full of hard help on the first floor.
Yeah, let's see here.
Yeah, get her out, gooder. That's her time. Look it over. First customer. Fix her.
Wait a minute here. Hi, Granny's.
What's the matter?
If we ain't played the while now, the hard help has got every room in the hotel. There ain't a room left for the customers. Grannies, this is a fine resource.
Well, Lum's great plan of saving money by lodging the help is fine, but where can he put the guests? Well, be sure to join us again on our next regular transcribed visit down in Pine Ridge.